Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back. I'm happy to have Bobby Carducci join me on today's show. As I announced in the beginning of the show, Bobby is an expert in how to approach Alzheimer's and the conversation around Alzheimer's with your parents, with your kids, or with your spouse. Bobby, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me. I've been very much looking forward to talking with you.
Thank you. Bobby, why don't you jump right in and give us a scenario where you've helped someone or a family through a challenge over this issue.
Well, I lead a caregiver support group out here in Percival, but my personal experience came from 7 years as a caregiver for my father-in-law, Roger, who came to live with us in 2002 and stayed until he passed away in 2009. At the time he came to live with us, my husband and I had talked about one of our parents eventually maybe coming to live with us, and so we were prepared to take him in when my mother-in-law passed away and people said, what's going to happen to Roger? I didn't know how sick he was, how much worse he was going to get, or how long it would take. But it was 7 years of learning, caring, and loss, and having lived it and heard from caregivers that I was communicating with at the time about how alone they felt. Once my caregiving time was over, I decided that I would always do whatever I could to support caregivers and to educate people as to what is coming maybe into their lives as these devastating brain diseases grow in numbers daily.
Bobby, the discovery of a dementia of some kind is often, you know, like breadcrumbs. You just start to see something happening, and the discovery occurs. How do adult children approach that with their parents when the parents aren't talking about it?
I think the best thing to do is to start talking about it before there are any signs, but very often that doesn't happen because sometimes it's difficult to tell the difference between normal aging and what's something worse. Very often as people get older, their thinking slows down a bit. I know sometimes I'm in the middle of a sentence and all of a sudden I can't think of the word that I want. And we talk about having a senior moment, or older people begin to tell the same stories over and over. That's considered a normal part of the aging process. Mm-hmm. But when you begin to see changes in hygiene and people forgetting how to get home from the grocery store that they've gone to for the last 15 years, those are signs that you need to really pay attention to. And it is difficult for people to think that this may be happening to them, which is why I encourage people to start talking about it as soon as possible, long before there are any symptoms. People that are in their 50s and 60s and 70s need to know that this may come to them. Alzheimer's organization tells us that 1 in 3 seniors in America will die with some form of dementia, and that number is expected to double in the next 5 to 10 years. So people who are in their 30s and 40s and 50s are looking at not only dealing with this with their parents, but with their siblings and with their spouse. And the time to prepare to care is now, to start having conversations about what you would like to happen if this should happen to you, including which of your children, if you have children, you want to make those decisions for you. And it's important that you let people know, this is the kind of care that I would like to have. This is the person I want making decisions for me. As an example of that, I have 4 adult children, and they all have different skill sets, and not all of them would be the best person to make decisions for me. Not all of them would be the best person to do day-to-day care for me. So I've made that clear, which of the 4 I feel should be making the major decisions, and that's important.
So if an adult child is approached by their parents, in other words, you're encouraging the parents. You're encouraging those who may actually face the issue to have the conversation with their kids. Are you also suggesting kids go to your parents and say, hey, what if?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think it was about 2 years ago that I was at a caregiver conference where one of the speakers said, you should be bringing your children to these events. And I said, absolutely right. And it was at that point I began to think about reaching out to adult children, to adults in their 30s and in their 40s, in their 50s. And I put together this program called Prepare to Care, and I actually have a daughter who turned 40 last year. And I asked her if she and her friends would be interested in hearing about what's coming as far as the possible Alzheimer's, what the difference between normal aging and something to worry about, what they can do to prepare now, and what they can do if and when it strikes, and where to go for help. And they said, absolutely, and they were my beta group. And I had prepared to talk to them for about 45 minutes, but they were so engaged that it was about 2 hours before they finally ended this particular event. And that convinced me that they're eager to learn. They're concerned about this already, and they should be. And when I started talking about this in the caregiver world, there were tremendous response that this information needs to get out there, and it needs to get out there now. In the condition that our healthcare system is in now makes it even more important to start having these conversations. You need to think about long-term care insurance, not only for your parents, but for yourself and your spouse. As this generation of baby boomers ages, the incidence of dementia is going to be tremendous. And there's also the early onset, which is hitting people as early as their 40s and 50s. There's a tsunami of dementias headed worldwide, not only in this country, and we need to be prepared.
So let me stop you for just a second. So why is there going to be a tsunami worldwide?
Primarily because of the aging population of those that were born during the World War II years and afterwards, but also because there is this, this environmental component that's hitting people earlier. And the world of caregiving and the world of Alzheimer's and dementia recognizes that, and that's why care facilities more and more are being built, and you hear more and more about research for these devastating brain diseases.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm frightened not only for myself, but also for my children.
Okay, so we're talking about just simply because of the longevity of the population, that as a result of a longer lifespan, the incidence is going to be greater. It's not because of something that's been introduced into people's diets? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I believe it definitely is. I think it's a combination of the two. It definitely is. Sometimes I think about the things that we put on our bodies, like sunscreen, which keeps us from getting sunburned, mm-hmm. or bug spray when we're out on the deck in the evening enjoying a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. All of the things that we put on ourselves and into ourselves. Nobody really knows the causes of these and why they're growing so rapidly. Mm-hmm. And there is a lot of research going on, but we're not seeing anything very effective at this time.
Well, it does concern me, the use of pesticides on foods that we eat, putting mm-hmm. lotions on our bodies in order to make ourselves better. In fact, I look back on my life back in the 70s when I was a kid and the presentation of what was good, all the marketing and advertising that I have ingested visually that informs my thinking, and I've had to break a lot of that down and get back to basics. What can I eat that's healthy? What kinds of products are actually, natural, completely natural in their base? And then, how often I do something like washing my hair or whatnot. How often do I do things that I've been preached. You got to do this 3 times a day. You got to do this 2x a day. You got to shower every night, shower every morning, whatever it might be. We have to decide for ourselves. I think the conversation you're suggesting, the communication between the parties, ultimately over the issue of Alzheimer's or really anything of importance, how your members of your family are eating, how they're going to live their lives, who's going to care for them, it's best to discuss that. It is best to have the conversation that will serve everyone. And this is a time, right now is a time where we're blowing up the failure to communicate and saying, no, we will not do that anymore. We will talk about this and we will get through it together. My privilege to have Bobby Carducci on the show today. Thank you, Bobby. Have a wonderful day and we'll talk to you again.
I appreciate it.
More to come straight ahead on The Eric Stewart Show.